This is an RNIB talking book.
Salem's Lot by Stephen King.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Author's Note. No one writes a long novel alone. And I would like to take a moment of your time to thank some of the people who helped with this one. G. Everett McCutcheon of Hampton Academy for his practical suggestions and encouragement. Dr. John Pearson of Old Town, Maine, medical examiner of Penobscot County, and member in good standing of that most excellent medical specialty, general practice. Father Reynold Holly of St. John's Catholic Church in Bangor, Maine, and of course my wife, whose criticism is as tough and unflinching as ever. Although the towns surrounding Salem's Lot are very real, Salem's Lot itself exists wholly in the author's imagination, and any resemblance between the people who live there and people who live in the real world is coincidental and unintended. S.K. Prologue. Old friend, what are you looking for? After those many years abroad, you come, with images you tended, under foreign skies, far away from your own land. George Seferis. 1. Almost everyone thought the man and the boy were father and son. They crossed the country on a rambling southwest line in an old Citroen sedan, keeping mostly to secondary roads, traveling in fits and starts. They stopped in three places along the way before reaching their final destination. First in Rhode Island, where the tall man with the black hair worked in a textile mill, then in Youngstown, Ohio.